Well, we've got a real treat with us this morning, a great band that I've seen the honor of seeing many times, and I know they put on one of the great shows, the Oak Ridge Boys, American Made Christmas Farewell Tour, coming to the magnificent Rialto Square Theater in Joliet Thursday night. And one of the most distinct voices in country music is with us. You'll know as soon as he starts talking, Richard Sturman with us this morning. Richard, good morning.
Well, Roy, good morning to you, and a special good morning to all of your fine listeners out there.
Man, it is an honor to have you here, and you guys put on such a good show. I was thinking about all the songs, all the albums, Christmas albums, regular albums, and you guys are going to put it all together Thursday night at the Rialto. What a treat.
Well, you're right about that. We're going to do our best to try to put it all together. You know, even though it's a Christmas show, quite often when people find out it's a Christmas show, the very next question is, even though it's a Christmas show, will we still hear Elvira? And the answer to that is yes, you will. You will hear me do Giddy Up, Oom Papa, Mau Mau. And not just Elvira, Y'all Come Back Saloon, a lot of our hit songs that you expect to hear, Thank God for Kids, you will hear those songs on the show, as well as a complete Christmas program. And we cover every aspect of Christmas. We do our best, you know, to cover the secular side of Christmas, the fun side of Christmas, the romantic side of Christmas. And then, we have a section in our Christmas show that we call our rocking chairs segment, where the four Oak Ridge Boys sit in rocking chairs, Cracker Barrel rocking chairs, I might add. and each guy takes turns talking about Christmas memories, what Christmas means to us individually. Each guy sings in the rocking chair. And it's a segment that allows our fans and our audiences to get to know the four Oak Ridge Boys just a little bit better. And then after that, we end our show with a series of songs that talk about the real, true meaning of Christmas. And, of course, that's the birth of Jesus and what that means in our world today. So it's a complete show. The Oak Ridge Boys hits at the very beginning, and just about every aspect of Christmas with the sacred part at the end is a complete family show. And, you know, it's a great way for families to come and spend some time together around the Christmas season.
You know, Richard, there's so many great stories we could talk about. I could have you here for like 2 hours just talking about stuff. In your autobiography, there's a note there that you actually sang backup for Elvis for a time. Is that correct?
You are absolutely correct about that. For about 2 years, just prior to joining the Oak Ridge Boys, I sang in a group called J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. And for about a year and a half of that time, it was not a very long period of time in my life, but for about a year and a half, I did sing with the biggest star in the world, the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis. And it was a special time in my life. Yeah, I was kind of in the right place at the right time, and I found myself singing on stage with Elvis. I got to know Elvis just a little bit, and I have some great memories, you know, of the times I spent with him. And as I said, it was a special time in my life. And now that many years have passed and I look back on that, I'm very fortunate that I was able to experience just that.
Is there anything in particular that you remember, one memory? I'm sure there's a bunch, but one particular memory about Elvis during that time of your life?
Well, you know, I think there are several memories that stick out of my mind. I would have to say the very first time I met Elvis is something that I'll never, ever forget. You know, when I told you I was with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet, when we found out that we were going to be singing with Elvis, it involved us having to rehearse. And so the first tour was starting out in Minneapolis, so we had to go to Minneapolis to rehearse with Elvis. We got there on time. We got to the appointed place. It was a ballroom of a hotel there in Minneapolis. And when we got there, there was no Elvis. You know, the TCB band, you know, they were all there. The Sweet Inspirations, the girls that sang with Elvis, they were there. And Kathy Westmoreland, the soprano singer that sang with him. And we got to hang out with them for a while and got to know them a little bit. But then after a while, they said, you know, Elvis usually likes to be fashionably late, But this is a little bit unusual. To make a long story short, finally, we hear this commotion coming down the hallway. The door opens. In walked Elvis into that rehearsal hall, and immediately my jaw dropped. up to that point in my life, I was an Elvis fan, but I never quite realized why he was, the big star he was until I saw him. And then I realized instantly why he was the biggest star in the world. But he walked into that room. I mean, you could feel his presence almost. He had such charisma, such magnetism. It was so special. And I'll never forget that initial contact with Elvis. He then came over to all of us and hugged us all by our necks, called us all by our very first names, and welcomed us into his organization. So that initial meeting is something that I'll never, ever forget. And if you ever had the chance to meet Elvis back then, I'm sure the same thing would happen to you. You would never forget it.
Absolutely. And there's so many stars, celebrities who are big fans of you guys, the Oak Ridge Boys. I know one of your biggest fans was former President George H.W. Bush. In fact, if I heard this story correct, the first time you guys met him, he was supposed to go somewhere but heard you guys were going to be there and ended up delaying his meeting or something, right?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. We first met George Bush when he was the vice president, and Ronald Reagan was the president at the time. Ronald Reagan invited the Oak Ridge Boys to sing at the Congressional Barbecue, which is held regularly on the lawn of the White House. And both sides of Congress come out there, put their differences aside, and eat barbecue and listen to country music or whatever kind of music, the president, chooses. In the case of George Bush and Ronald Reagan, it was country music, and it was the Oak Ridge Boys. And I remember that afternoon, we were doing a sound check. We were on a stage there on the lawn of the White House rehearsing, and this tall gentleman came walking across the lawn. He came up on the stage, and he introduced himself as Vice President George Bush. He did not have to do that. We recognized him, of course. And then he proceeded to tell us that he was a big fan. And he said, fellas, I cannot be at the show tonight. I have to fly to China or somewhere on vice presidential business. He said, but believe me, I am a big fan. Would you guys be willing to do a few songs for me right here, right now? And we said, sure, Mr. Vice President. What would you like to hear? And then we realized he was telling us the truth because he started to name album cuts, deep cuts that were not necessarily hits. And we knew then that he was very, very familiar with our music. And right there that day on the lawn of the White House, we proceeded to give him a mini concert. That day we also established a friendship with him that lasted until he passed away. And we got to know him and his wonderful wife, Barbara Bush. We campaigned for him many times, we performed for him when he was in the White House. After he left the White House, we would go to Kennebunkport, Maine, and hang out with him and go fishing with him, and we developed a special friendship. And it had very little of anything to do with politics. It was friendship. And that was the most important thing. And then we had a tremendous honor, at the very end, before he passed away, he asked us if we would sing Amazing Grace at his funeral, and we were honored to do it. It was a special thing and something we will never, ever forget.
Yes. We could talk for hours here, Richard. You got some fascinating stories, and I'm sure that in your autobiography, I'm sure there's a lot of great things. I don't read that much, but I'll tell you, Richard, I may pick that one up just because it sounds so interesting, and all the things that you've seen over the years, all the places you played, all the people you've met, and you guys put on such a great show. Can't wait for your show Thursday night, the Oak Ridge Boys American Made Christmas Farewell Tour at the magnificent Rialto Square Theater, which in itself is such a beautiful theater. But you add the Oak Ridge Boys in there, and what a night. Thursday night at the Rialto. Tickets available at rialtosquare.com. Richard, it is always an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking time with us. Can't wait to see you Thursday night at the Rialto.
Well, thank you, Roy, and it's been my pleasure talking with you. And before I run, one more time, let me speak for all of the Oak Ridge Boys and tell you we are looking forward to coming your way We're going to do our best to make it a great night. We plan to have a great time. Come on out. Let's celebrate the Christmas season together. Let's have a great time together.
Richard Sturman, you know his voice for many years. He's the bass voice of the Oak Ridge Boys. I won't even try to do my imitation, but I always like the, you know, the oom-bop, a-mow-mow, and of course, Bobby Sue, you know, Bobby Sue, and all those great songs. Richard, look forward to seeing you Thursday. Thanks again for joining us.
And thank you, Roy, and thank you for doing this. When you promote the fact we're coming your way, you help us, and we all appreciate it. Thank you very much.